Hello and welcome. Welcome to Input English. I am Joseph and we're in the kitchen today. I'd like to share something that's fun, delicious, and very healthy. What I'd like to start with is the result. The end product is going to be this. This is a burger suitable for hamburgers or anything that you would use a beef burger for. But this contains no meat. It has a lot of advantages, but the difference is this one is delicious. It's easy to make, so let's get started. So I've gathered the ingredients, and I'm going to post a list of the ingredients in the comments section so that you can take a look at it. As I said, this burger has no meat, no animal product in it whatsoever. So best classification is it's vegan. So the main constituent of this burger is an eggplant. One big, plump, fresh eggplant. It's beautiful. So there is the eggplant. One onion. Pick your size, pick your type. If you want a lot of texture, go with a yellow onion. If you want to have something with more antioxidants in it, you could go with a red onion. It's dealer's choice. Whatever you want to use is fine with us. I like a yellow onion for this particular use. This is a shallot, and a shallot is also a root vegetable. In my simple classification, if I want something that's kind of in between an onion and garlic, I go with a shallot. Lots and lots of flavor in shallots, and so it's part of this recipe. So far, everything we have here is a whole food. There's nothing processed so far. The next thing is a half a cup of red lentils. Now you can see I've reconstituted these with water because I'm going to puree them in a blender. And you say, well, why are you putting these in a burger? Well, lots and lots of nutrients, lots of fiber, lots of antioxidants. So those are three really good reasons. But the fourth one will make a lot of sense. It holds it all together. If you put veggie burgers together without having any thought of how it's going to stay together, you're going to have a bunch of crumbs when you finish. This and two other things in this recipe will hold the burger together so it won't just fall apart. So while we're on the subject of holding things together, this is 2 tablespoons of ground flax seeds. Flax seeds can be bought whole or ground. Whole flax seeds just go right through us. We can't digest a whole flax seed. So anytime I put a flax seed into a recipe, I grind it. This is so far the only thing that's processed. And this is rolled oats. These are old-fashioned rolled oats, so they're minimally processed. And they help hold things together. They also absorb moisture and give it some texture. So this does multiple things to make this burger very good. And of course, it's loaded in fiber. This is minimally processed food. You say, well, wait a minute, this is flour. That's processed food. Not so fast. This is chickpea flour. And to make chickpea flour, you grind whole chickpeas. So this is minimally processed food, and it will help hold things together. So far, I don't have any spices, and we're going to remedy that with this. This is red pepper. It's actually a red pepper mix called berbere, and this is in the Ethiopian tradition. I have a lot of this, and I use it for this purpose. You don't need much. It's very spicy. You didn't see any salt because I didn't add any salt. You could. I'm not the salt police. I just don't add salt to this recipe. If you want to, it's your kitchen. So, what I'm not going to do is force you to watch all the preparation. I'll give you a very quick version of it. I'm going to pull out a food processor, that is a Cuisinart food processor, to chop these things up into fine pieces. If you don't have a food processor handy, you can do it by hand with a knife. It's just a lot of work, but it will function. When I finish grinding all these things up, I'm going to assemble it in a bowl, and I'm going to let it sit because some of the things in this recipe will have to absorb moisture and they'll change their texture. And that's going to make for a better result. Okay, so I've pureed this. It doesn't have to be super fine. It just needs to not have whole lentils in it. So this is plenty. So I've started by adding all the onion to the food processor. This is a pretty big one, so it has pretty good capacity. I'm going to use the pulse feature. I don't want to turn it into a puree. I want it chopped. And so here we go. One of the fun things about making this is the smell of the eggplant in this state. When you chop eggplant up into this fine preparation, it smells wonderful. Okay, so this is the one eggplant, the one shallot, and the one onion. It's all been run through the food processor, and it's ready for the other constituents, the other ingredients. So it doesn't matter what order we apply these. They're all going to get mixed together. This is chickpea flour, 2 tablespoons. Now you could use another flour. If you don't have chickpea flour, use teff flour, use wheat flour, use rice flour, use any kind of flour you want. I like chickpea flour. It's wonderfully nutritious and it tastes good. This is the ground flaxseed. Here's my pepper spice mix. Rolled oats. And the puree of red lentils. Now, let's say you do this and it's too liquid. Just add more rolled oats. Not a big deal. This smells wonderful. So I'm going to put a lid on it, put it in the refrigerator, and let it rest for perhaps an hour. Let it absorb the moisture into the flax seeds, the flour, the rolled oats. And then I'm going to put it onto a flat cookie sheet pan and cook them in the oven. The one thing that people get surprised about is these take a long time to cook in the oven. If you're used to grilling burgers, 5 or 6 minutes and you're done. That is not what you get with this. You're going to be cooking them in the oven for like 45 minutes. But the good news is once they're in the oven, they're fire and forget. That is, you just put them in the oven and set a timer, and then you can go do other things. You don't have to sit and watch them. There's no stirring. There's no flipping. There's nothing for you to do. You can use your time wisely while these things are cooking themselves in the oven. Okay, so we have let this mixture rest. Now, is it essential that you let it rest for an hour? Probably not, but it sure works nicely. If you're pressed for time, just make your burgers and move on. But this is the way I've been doing it for quite some time. It serves me well. But don't construe that this is dogma. It's not me bossing you around. That will never happen. Here's a mold. This is just a ring for making burgers to shape. I want them to look nice. And so I'm going to use a spatula like this, a spatula, to serve out the mixture. And then I'm going to squish it down. There's a technical term in a kitchen. Squish it down. Squish it is an adaptation of the word squash. It's slang. You could say either. So that is a burger. Now, it's the beginning of a burger. So I'm going to knock the corners down so that it has a rounded shape. And then I'm going to use the belly of this spatula and flatten it out to the desired size. So you know the size of the bread or the bun or the pita or whatever you're going to be eating this with, or the size that you want, and then you just make it the size you want. This is kind of my typical. We make this a lot. Several times a week. It's easy, and since I'm cooking in a batch, once I cook this, that produces multiple meals for multiple people. So it's very efficient. So when I made this yesterday, I put some of this mixture into a portobello mushroom. This has been described in a previous video. You can see that I have scored the mushroom so that if you eat it in a bun or on bread, when you bite into it, it will break at these lines, so that you don't wind up biting into it and then pulling the entire mushroom out of your sandwich. And now what do you do? So this one I cooked yesterday. These keep in the fridge for a day or so. And I will heat this one up for dinner in the microwave. So this is an option for this mixture if you just take a portobello mushroom cap. That's an alternative. It's a very good alternative. So this is the basic recipe, and then you can run variations on this. One of the things I've done a lot is put mushrooms, ground mushrooms, in this. Either white mushrooms or shiitakes, your choice. And it makes it even richer. It also adds a lot of nutrients that are quite good for us. So if you want to go from here to this plus mushroom, that would kick it up a notch. So these are ready to go in the oven, preheated the oven. So what I will do is slide these into the oven. I'm going to cook them by time. I'm going to cook 45 minutes, no checking, no flipping, no worrying, just take them out. So we have the burgers out of the oven. And it's cooled down so I can touch them. They're firm. Got my thin spatula. And just very carefully, gently try to get into that edge. So I've flipped them all over. They're going to dry out a little bit. And they'll get a little bit firmer. And then they can either be warmed back up for a meal right now, or they could be put in the refrigerator and warmed up for another meal later. As I said before, one of the lovely side effects of cooking this is it makes the house smell fantastic. So the final result is a burger that is firm, it holds together, it's delicious, it's fabulously healthy, it's basically whole food, plant-based, vegan. The cool thing about it is authentic. We're not trying to fool anybody that this is meat. We're not playing any tricks. This is a burger, but it's entirely plant-based. That's the end of this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. I invite comments below, and I hope you join us in future videos. See you soon.